That's okay. I've been playing What's My Line.
Huh.
Where you pick out a stranger and try to figure out what he does for a living.
Oh, how about this guy?
Jogger?
Yeah.
Tells people he's a lawyer to impress them, but he's really a file clerk.
Now you do one.
How about her? Miss low-cut top is being cruised by the file clerk?
Yeah.
Formerly Miss Idaho, currently in New York, to publicize her new book, The Potato Diet.
That's good. What about this guy?
The thin one in the vest?
Yeah, I'd say he just won pornographer of the year.
Oh, no way. It's more like a drug smuggler.
No, elementary school teacher.
Chick, this is our game. He's a drug smuggler.
No, elementary school teacher. I had him in third grade.
Bet he smuggles on the side.
I'm sorry, this seat's taken.
Who are you saving for? Cinderella?
I ran out of scarves and belts.
Hi, Mom, I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay, I'm glad you're here. Chip's act is first on the program. Where are Jenny and Allie?
They called, they said they're running late.
The scarf and the belt are running late?
They'll be here, and him and my show.
What about the handbag?
Oh, he's coming down from Connecticut. This is his son's first performance. I know he won't be late.
Oh. Well, my daughter's doing her Tina Turner impression. And if they raise the curtain before he gets here, I'm taking this seat. Sorry we're late.
That's okay. I'm just glad you made it.
Where's Charles? The handbag hasn't shown up yet, and it's almost showtime.
Who's she?
Tina Turner's mother.
Maybe he had an emergency.
Or maybe it was the new baby. Little Stuart seems to be taking up an awful lot of his time lately.
He's Chip's father, too. Don't worry.
I worry, therefore I am.
Good evening, and welcome to our annual Parents' Night variety show.
Take the seat.
Thanks.
Please help me welcome tonight's first act, our very own Mr. Magic, Chip Lowell.
Thank you. Do I hear, hi, Mr. Magic?
Hi, Mr. Magic.
A bunny thing happened to me on the way to the theater. I was going to pull a rabbit out of my hat, but when I took it off, all I found was my hair. Oh. For my first trick, I have a pitcher of ordinary milk. Next, I have a piece of newspaper. Sunday funnies work the best, which I roll up like this. And then I carefully pour the milk into it. This is a good trick for kids whose mothers always make them finish their milk. Because when their moms come to check, the milk is gone.
You see, Chip, there's a message. I bet it's your dad.
So what?
Give him a chance.
Have you ever been alone on a night that's so hot you have to peel off all your clothes?
Wrong number.
Hiya, Chip. This is your father. Look, I'm sorry I couldn't make your show tonight. Something just came up. But look, bring your magic tricks with you this weekend, and you can give me a private performance, okay? Bye.
You see, Chip, he couldn't help it. He still wants to see your show.
So what? Tonight is what counted. You know, sometimes Dad's a real jerk.
Honey, don't say that about your father. I'm sure it was an emergency. You know, a lot of times doctors can't call their lives their own.
I'm going to bed.
Good night, Mr. Magic. Any ideas?
Hire a Charles look-alike.
Don't worry about Chip. Dad'll make it up to him this weekend.
I hope so.
Can we listen to the first message again?
No.
Just asking.
I hate it when he calls his father a jerk.
Well, he was bound to figure it out sooner or later.
Hi, have you ever been alone on a night that's so hot?
Are you done with the crossword?
You mean, have I finished with it or have I given up?
Can I have it?
You can burn it.
Hi.
Hi, what are you guys doing home so early?
Chip's a better magician than he thought. He made Dad disappear.
What?
We didn't see him all weekend. Either he was in his study or he was out, so Chip and I told him we had to come home early.
You guys look tired. Does the baby still cry all night?
You mean Stuart?
Chip.
I can't help it. Stuart's a nerd's name.
That nerd, that baby, is your half-brother.
Don't remind me. All Claire does is sit around making faces and saying, stew, stew, and goo, goo. I bet when I was that age, I was a lot smarter.
And Claire, you bet.
Hello? Oh, yeah, hi, Charles. Hold on.
Chip?
Hello? No, I'm not mad. I understand. We're still getting together on Wednesday, right? For the hockey game, remember? I asked you last week. Great. It's just you and me, right, Dad? Okay. See you Wednesday. Bye, Dad.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Do you guys have the fashion section?
In our room.
Shakespeare's imp.
Emma?
Uh-huh.
I know how Chip feels about his dad, but Jenny doesn't say much. Is she okay?
Not really, but she'll get used to it. I did.
But you know your dad loves you.
Yeah, sure, I know, but it would be nice to have him around to take me to a hockey game once in a while. Mm. Hockey, hockey, puck, puck, that's it.
What?
Shakespeare's imp, 14 down.
I knew that.
No, you didn't.
I did, too.
Boy, Mom should have come with us. That waiter looked exactly like Don Johnson. He was hot.
He was nothing. I'll tell you who's hot. Chip.
Don't make me laugh.
No. Why aren't you at the hockey game?
Same reason as always. Dad canceled.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
He canceled our weekend, too.
That's cool. Saturday, Jason wanted to take me downtown to watch the dawn come up over the harbor. While miraculously getting me home by midnight.
Girl, Sal, would you mind going upstairs? I want to watch the rest of the game with Chip.
Sure.
So, who's winning?
The Rangers.
How about a halftime break?
Hockey doesn't have halftime. It has three periods.
Step timeouts?
Yeah.
Timeouts.
Mom!
Just for a minute.
Boy, the next time I want to see a hockey game, I'll go to a bar.
I want to talk to you about your dad.
You mean Stuart's dad?
No, I mean your dad. You think he didn't show up because he wants to spend more time with Stuart, don't you?
I think he didn't show up so he could spend less time with me.
Oh, honey, I'm sure that's not true. He probably got stuck having to sub for another doctor at the hospital.
Who cares? I just wanted to see Tristan so he wouldn't forget who I am.
Tristan wouldn't forget you.
I bet he has. I bet he thinks he's Stuart's dog now.
Tell you what. Why don't we rent a car and we can drive up to Grandma and Grandpa's house this week and I'll go over to Dad's and get Tristan. You can spend the whole weekend with him.
All right. Can we watch the end of the game now?
Oh, sure. Listen, I'm going to go call Grandma and Grandpa. Is Kate still upstairs?
Yeah.
See you later, pal.
See ya.
I'm in the bath.
Good. I need to talk to you. I called my parents.
Terrific. How are they?
Fine. I told them I'm bringing the kids up to spend the weekend with them.
Allie, can this wait until I'm clean?
No, Charles canceled his weekend with the kids. I'm afraid he's abandoning them for the new baby.
Well, he's a doctor. He's probably busy.
So is Bill Cosby, but he has time to spend with his kids.
Well, why don't you just call Charles up and talk it over with him?
Well, I'd rather wait until I go up this weekend and pick up Tristan, then I'll have it out with him.
You want to run that by me again?
Chip wants to see Tristan, so I told him that I would go over to Charles and Claire's, pick up Tristan, and bring him back to my parents for the weekend.
Allie, let somebody else pick up the dog.
Who, Lorne Greene?
Are you sure this isn't just an excuse to see the new house?
The house? That heavily mortgaged, four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, split-level blot on the landscape?
Claire is probably going to be there with the new baby. Why make yourself miserable?
So Claire has a new baby. So what? I could have a new baby if I could get a date. Do me a favor, will you?
What?
Hurry up, I need the bathtub. My humble foyer. It's lovely. Well, I'd give you a tour, but the place is such a mess. You know what it's like living with a child.
Yeah, it's Charles' home, by the way.
No, he had to go out. He'll be so sorry he missed you.
Well, I won't keep you. Is Tristan's doggy bag all packed?
Yes. He's around here somewhere. Tristan? Place is so big. Tristan! I'm sorry, you're gonna have to excuse me a minute. Don't cry, sweetheart. Mommy's coming.
Place is so big.
Tristan! Come on, boy. Come on, Tristan. 2,000, 4,000, 1,500. Levelor's not cheap. Limoges. What else would a femme fatale in heaven or foyer? Tristan. Come on, boy. Tristan. Tristan. Not you. Tristan. Tristan. Oh, excuse me. I called, but I guess you didn't hear me. I just wanted to tell you that I have Tristan in the car.
Oh, good. Would you like to meet Stuart?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Stuart, this is Allie. She's Chip and Jenny's mother.
Why, Stuart, what a cutie you are.
Thank you.
He looks, a lot like Charles.
I know. You should see them together. You think Charles had never been a father before.
He thinks so, too.
You'll have to excuse me again.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I hate to admit it, Stuart, but you are adorable.
Charles! I thought you said you'd be home by now.
It's your daddy.
It's okay, it's okay. Chip and Jenny turned out all right. No, I don't understand. You said you'd be home early so I could get my hair done.
He said he'd be home early so she could get her hair done.
But the Borstons are expecting us.
The Borstons are expecting us. Yes, they are.
It's too late to cancel.
Oh, shh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay.
Charles sends his regards.
Was that Charles?
Well, you didn't hear?
No, I was talking to Stuart. He is adorable.
Thanks.
Oh, don't worry about your hair. Madeline Borston only has 3 strands or so.
But you didn't hear.
It's hard to shriek and not be overheard.
Oh, I have reason to shriek, believe me.
Yeah, I was going to do a little bit of that myself.
You know, lately Charles uses this place like a pit stop.
Well, you know, a doctor can't always call his life his own.
Oh, please.
It was the same story when I was married to him. He was either at the hospital or...
Or where?
With you.
Oh. Well, you'll be happy to know that now he's hardly ever with me or with Stuart.
Or Chip or Jenny.
But he's with them all the time, isn't he?
Afraid not. As a matter of fact, they've been feeling a little left out of the family album lately.
You know, it's none of my business, but I think you and Charles should have a talk.
Yeah, you're right on both counts.
Fine. He does have an important date with Chip on Monday night, so if you'd remind him when he gets back from wherever it is he goes. So, if Charles is not spending any time with Jenny and Chip, and he's not spending any time with Claire and Stuart, then who is he spending his time with? My thoughts exactly. Claire's too, I bet. Wouldn't that be nice? You think it would be nice that Charles was having another affair?
No, that would mean he was having a good time. But it wouldn't be bad if Claire thought he was having an affair, then she could have a taste of her own medicine.
Mm. Let me have a taste of the Foo Young.
It's delicious.
What, the Foo Young or the Revenge?
The Foo Young. Revenge is not that sweet when it involves Chip, Jenny, and Stuart.
Stuart?
Children are blameless. Stuart is entitled to a father who loves him and spends time with him, even if he has to be Charles.
I agree. I think it's about time that somebody made Charles see the light.
Well, when he comes to pick up Chip, I'm going to take him aside, and if he doesn't see the light, he'll see stars.
Mm, great.
Pass it back.
No, I don't mean this. I mean, it's great that you're going to finally talk to Charles or punch him out, whichever the case may be.
Pass it back anyway. If I'm going to punch him out, I'll need the strength.
Karen. Okay, but if we invite Karen, then we have to invite George.
Who are you inviting where?
Just some friends here.
When?
A week from Saturday.
Kate and I have tickets to a play a week from Saturday.
We know.
I see. So, what are you planning on doing here?
Just hang out, order pizza, listen to music, maybe dance a little.
In other words, you're planning a party?
Well, I wouldn't call it a party.
Why not?
Because then you'd say no. I'm going over to Eddie's.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Your dad's going to be here to pick you up in a couple of minutes.
He won't show up. Besides, I'd rather see Eddie.
Is that what you want me to tell him when he comes here to get you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Tell him I had an emergency.
Chip.
What?
Don't stay too long at Eddie's.
Okay. Why'd you let him go?
Because I would rather have your dad wait around for a few minutes than have Chip wait around all night.
Good move. Speaking of good moves, let's invite Kevin. Definitely.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If Kate and I decide to let you have this party, I want you to promise one thing. No drinking beer, no dimmed lights, and nobody upstairs.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank Chip.
Why?
Because Chip is going to be here spying on you all night, and I know he'll tell all.
Mother, you're driving me crazy.
You're a teenager. If I didn't drive you crazy, I wouldn't be worthy of the name Mom.
Dad.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Speaking of unworthy.
Where's Chip? Is he upstairs?
He stepped out for a minute.
Oh, hi, Allie. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Girls, would you like to go upstairs and plan your party? I'd like to talk to your dad for a minute alone.
Sure. See you later, Dad.
Okay.
Bye.
You want a drink?
Sure, yeah, that would be nice. Okay, Allie, I think I know what you want to talk about. Listen, I'm sorry I missed a few dates with Chip, but it couldn't be helped. My patients, they depend on me.
So does your son.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Try to make time.
Well, I try, Allie, I try. Chip can't be too upset. He's not even here.
Well, he thought you were going to stand him up again, so he went over to Eddie's. He said he'd rather spend time with him.
He said that?
Well, he's just pretending to be tough. He thinks you're ignoring him in favor of Stuart.
That's not true.
I know that. Claire told me that you're not spending time with Stuart either. Who are you spending your time with?
You're beginning to sound a lot like Claire. You know, she actually accused me of seeing another woman. Can you believe that?
Gee, I think I'm the wrong person to ask that particular.
Well, I'm not seeing anybody. I spend my time alone.
Why?
Because I've got a lot of thinking to do. I mean, everybody wants something from me.
What do you want?
To be left alone. I mean, ever since the baby was born, I've been tired and depressed all the time.
Postpartum depression, so what else is new?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm just too old for all of this. I mean, Chip and Jenny were enough. Then Claire gets pregnant.
Claire gets pregnant, you make it sound as though you weren't even in the room.
Claire wanted a baby. I wanted to make her happy. I'd forgotten how much work all of this is. I mean, it's one thing to be fixing formula at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're 25. I'm 40.
I don't remember you ever fixing formula when you were 25. You were the one in the pink curlers.
I mean, I thought by the time I was 40, I'd be a successful surgeon.
You are.
With a nice income.
It's up there.
Pleasant house.
You got it.
Wonderful wife.
I'll pass.
I mean, I wanted to relax, enjoy my life. I wanted to travel. Now I'm tied down. I wanted to be extravagant. Now I've got to save for another tuition. I wanted...
to have everything your own way.
Yeah, well, haven't I earned that?
Oh, you never earn that. You take what life hands you and you make the best of it.
Didn't expect you to understand.
Who would understand better than I? My life took a detour of its own, you know. I was the one who thought I was going to be traveling with you, not starting over from scratch. I remember when I first moved in here, I was in the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and I swear there was nobody there. Just a dirty mirror with a kid's fingerprints on it. You know what I did?
What?
I cleaned it.
Well, what does that mean?
It means I didn't wallow in self-pity. All right, I did, for a while. And then I said, this is my life. This is what I've got to make work.
You think I'm wallowing in self-pity?
I think you're alienating the people who love you most, and that's the worst thing you can do. You've got a wife and three kids who want to be a part of your life. You've got a chance to start over. You got more than you deserve, not less. So you better think about getting involved in your life, because otherwise your life is going to go on without you. Physician, heal thyself.
Dad!
Chip, how are you?
I thought you'd be busy.
I am busy, son, always. But tonight I'm busy with you. How about a hamburger and a scary movie? And how about on Saturday we take your brother Stuart and show him how to shoot a few baskets?
All right.
Okay. Oh, thanks for the talk.
You'll get my bill.
So tell, what is Charles and Claire's house like?
Looks like the centerfold from Architectural Digest.
That bad, huh?
Everything is modern. Danish modern. Ultra modern. It looks like something out of science fiction. Oh, in the master bedroom, Claire has a black lacquered platform bed.
You snooped in the master bedroom?
They have an abstract painting that looks as though they dipped the baby in grape jelly and had it crawl across the canvas.
What does the living room look like?
They have a free-form sofa shaped like the letter S, covered in white cotton.
They have a white sofa and a baby in the same house?
I give it 6 months.
The marriage or the sofa?
The marriage already has slip covers.
Oh, poor Charles.
Yeah.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. And just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.